Eureka's Planning Commission is recommending approval of the Waterfront Eureka Plan, which sets zoning regulations, development standards, and design guidelines for the 130 acres making up the city's northern waterfront. With the Commission's support of the plan and its environmental review, the City Council will take it up at its May 6th meeting. The Commission did its review last week. The plan has emerged from years of public scoping on how the city's bayfront, Old Town, downtown, and library areas should be developed and redeveloped. The city's waterfront area has specific rules and standards under the plan, which Community Development Services Director Kristen Kenyon described as a different approach than seen with the current uniform zoning that covers both the commercial waterfront and Old Town districts.
Right now, the commercial bayfront and Old Town have the same zoning. We are proposing to give Old Town its own district. The big difference is that the bayfront districts allow and prioritize coastal dependent and related uses like fishing and boating, in addition to visitor serving recreational uses. We are also proposing to divide the commercial bayfront into two zoning districts, the bayfront commercial and bayfront flex. They both allow a similar mix of uses, but the difference is form. The BC is envisioned as an extension of Old Town's multi-story mixed-use development, whereas the BF district allows for greater flexibility in building intensity and form. It can accommodate larger single-use developments like RV parks. The third big change is that we are proposing that the library district get its own unique zoning district, distinct from other office residential areas of the city, and we're proposing for that district to be a blend of office residential and neighborhood commercial.
The Old Town and Bayfront commercial zoning districts include streets designated for pedestrian-focused frontages, with standards that apply to street-facing ground floors of new development. The pedestrian frontages also include prohibition of street-facing residential uses, but that's waived for high-density residential development. On streets not designated as pedestrian-focused, standards such as prohibiting parking between buildings and streets apply. Commissioner Michael Kraft asked Kenyon about the plan's overall effects.
So I'm not a libertarian, but I have a little guy that lives inside me that I let out once in a while. And he wants to ask, what freedoms are gained and lost if we adopt this plan, if the city adopts this plan as written?
In terms of the regulations, a good place to look for in the housing chapter, there's a section about removing regulatory barriers to housing, and it refers to the standards and guidelines in Chapter 4 and has the bulleted list of like a dozen ways the regulations are removing, the regulatory changes are removing barriers to housing. Our current regulations were adopted in the 1980s, and they're from the 1960s, and they're suburban, sprawl, auto-centric, single-use regulations that aren't meant, they were meant for like new development, not traditional grid pattern of mixed-use multi-story buildings. So this zoning is more in line with modern best practice.
The state's Coastal Commission will have to certify the plan, and the commission has standards for coastal development that might not jibe with the plan, like prioritizing coastal-dependent uses. The commission's approach to regulation was discussed in this exchange between Commissioner Michael Benson and Kenyon.
Like, what would you think there'd be their biggest reservation for okaying this plan?
The not prioritizing enough the visitor serving, coastal dependent, coastal related uses. Like in the commercial bayfront, those are the uses that are principally permitted. And offices and residents have to be above and behind another primary use. I think they would probably prefer that to be above or behind a priority use, not just any primary use. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
I'm just curious as to why they would have any reservations for this plan? I mean, to me, this plan is, I love it. It's deregulating situations where it makes it hard for people to add housing, because that's one of our main issues currently is housing.
The hearing was sparsely attended, which was noted during a public comment period by Greg Pearson, who owns the Bayfront One mixed-use building at the foot of F Street. He questioned the meeting's noticing. Kenyon said noticing was handled as usual, but pre-hearing media coverage didn't materialize as it has for other recent planning efforts, which she attributed to fatigue from the many design charrette, community workshop, and stakeholder meetings that have been held over the last several years. The commission unanimously voted to recommend approval of the plan and its environmental document, an addendum to the environmental impact report for the 2040 general plan, which blueprints development of 1,886 new residential units. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.